Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayis. We're holding Maseches Edius, Peg Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Says Misha Nada Nizirus Meruba, Vihishlim Nizirus Nizirusam. The person who took on a large Nizirus, and he finished that Nizirus. Now we know, just a little bit of Hakdama here, we know a Stam Nizirus, the person says I am a Nazir and doesn't specify for how long, will be 30 days. Yeah? Over here in our Mishnah, apparently he took on more than that. A person could take on more than that in one Nizirus, and a person can also take on, this will be relevant, many separate periods of Nizirus time. Yeah, a person says, Harini Nazir Shtayim, I'm Nazir twice, it will be two periods of time, and again, if it didn't specify, it would be two periods of time of 30 days, right? And how that would work, yeah, he would count 30 days, and then after the 30-day period of the one, or whatever the time period is, of the one period of Nizirus, he would then shave off his hair, that's part of the process of ending Nizirus. He would bring the korbanos that apply to that, and then he would start to count the second one, and so on. That's how it would be. And if a person did take on a certain amount of time in Nizirus, let's say 60 days, so if he would have said less than 30 days, the person says, I'm a nazir for 20 days. So we say he has to be 30, because the minimum is 30, that's pretty clear. But if he would say more than 30 days, right, a person says, I'm some 32 days, whatever it would be, so he has that amount of period of time, and that is one period of Nizirus. I mean, even would say, let's say the example was 60 days. Even though a person could say two periods of 30 days, if he says one period of 60 days, it's only one period. There would only be one process of ending that Nizirus, of bringing the Korbanos, etc. Yeah? And we know that a Nazir in general, just to make sure we understand, is Mitzuva on a few Isurim. He cannot be Matami to Mason. He cannot shave his hair during the time period, even though at the end he does. And he can't have any food or drink that comes from grape, right? Okay, I think there should be enough of understanding for us to understand the mission. No introduction. So it says a person took on a Nizirus for many days, and he finished it. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Nizirus doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz. We'll see that in a minute. So what does this guy do? Beshama says now you have to be 30 days Nizirus now, even though the original Nizirus was for more than that. Now they can't dare to sell 30 days. Veisil omim nazir batchila. You have to be the nazir the way you were at the beginning, meaning to say whatever the original count was. You have to start over, even if it was 100 days, whatever it would be. Mishahayush te kite edim meedus meedus oso elam meedim shenadar shtayim meelim shenadar chamesh. Now it's a little bit of a related case, but different. If a person took on nizirus, right, and he has two groups of edim testifying about the way he took on that nizirus, one group testifies that he took on two sets of nizirus. And one group says it took on five. The Shammai says, Nechleka ha'edus ve'en ka nizirus. The edus are arguing on each other, the testifying groups are arguing on each other, and thereby there is no nizirus at all. No one has established any nizirus 100% because they argue about basic facts. Yeah, ve'esil armim says that's not exactly true. Yesh b'chwal chamesh taim. Within the testimony of the second group that said that the person took on five sets of nizirus, there is two in there, thereby they're agreeing. Both groups of edus are agreeing that there's two sets of Nizirus here. She had Nazir Shtayim. So he's going to be another two sets, two time periods. Okay, let's see the Rav here. We should understand. So again, the person took on a long Nizirus and they came to Eretz itself. Says the Rav, why is that relevant? Nizirus is something that's only Noeg. It's only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Bishum Tumas Eretz Amim. Why? Because we know, it's a Midr Abundant anyway, but no, there is such a thing as Tumas Eretz Amim. It's a Tumah of any place on earth that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain tumah that the Rabbanim would go there. It's actually relevant in halacha nowadays in certain ways, but Kohanim, let's say, leaving Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a particular reason, whatever it would be. But if for certainly at the time that we were in charge, the Rabbanim, the Sanhedrin, the Beis Hamikdash was around, there was a real tumah in the Eretz Amim. The person had to come back and follow certain guidelines when he came back into Eretz Yisrael. So that being the case, this tumah that the Rabbanim made prevents Nizirus from taking place in Chutz Aretz. So over here, this guy was in Chutz Aretz, took on Nizirus, didn't really apply. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael. Amisha nadar Nizirus to Chutz Aretz, mechayiv and also laos for Eretz Yisrael, we have no Yisham Nizirus. So the chiyuv is, if a person takes on Nizirus outside of Eretz Yisrael, we make him come to Eretz Yisrael to practice his Nizirus. So Beis Shammai says, though, we only make him do 30 days. Nazir shloshim yom. Kamsin elei shikayim stam Nizirus for Eretz Yisrael. We give him a fine, so to speak, a penalty that it has to do a stam nizirus, which is 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, shir shloshim yom. But Beis Hillel says, nazir b'tchilat, tzarech linhog b'Eretz Yisrael, kiminin hayom, mishanadam b'nizirus. He has to do whatever amount of days he took on in Chutz Laaretz, he has to do in Eretz Yisrael. According to Beis Hillel, the days that he did Nazirus and Chutzlaretz as if it didn't exist at all. Okay? That was the first case. Now I have two groups of Eidim testifying about a person that he's a Nazir. One says twice, one says five times. Elimi Eidim Shenadar Shtaim, Shtei Nazirus. The Elimi Eidim Shenadar Chamesh. Osa Shah Shatem Omrim Shenadar Shtaim, Onimi Eidim Shenadar Chamesh Nazirus. And they're saying at the same time, you group A witnesses that testify there were two, we're saying it was five. We're not adding, we're saying the same ones. Who Omer Shalom the call, and the defendant is saying, I didn't take on anything here. So according to Yeshame, Nechuka Eidus, Ho Machi Shozu, being that they're contradictory to each other, Nisbatuli Vayim and Kainus call. Everything is nullified, there is no Eidus here at all, no testimony, this person is not a Nazir at all, according to Yeshame. But Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel Omer Yesh B'chal Chameish Taim, the Nazir Taim, right? And included in the five sets of Nazirus is two, so he should be two. So it's an interesting way to look at it. He'll look at it as totally contradictory, as Beis Shammai does, or look at it as agreeing in a certain sense, the way Beis Hillel does. Let's do one more Mishnah. Mishnah Yud Beis. Adam Shu Nosim Tachas HaSedek. This is a person that is under, literally a sedek is like a crack. Now we're going to see what that means. It's something called an achsadra that a person could have, break in the ceiling or in the roof, or if one's outside of a canopy, whatever it would be. So he's under open sky that is in between covered sky, essentially a break in his covering. So Veshame Omim Enu Mevias Tuma. Veshame says he would not bring Tuma. Veshil Omim Adam Choluhu. He would say a person is hollow. That literally means a person is hollow. We'll see what this means. Batsada Elion Mevias Tuma. His top half, his top part brings Tuma. So what does this mean? Says the Rav, Adam Shu Nosun Tachas HaSedek. This person is put in that crack. What does that mean? Achsaja Shenistika. You have a case like this. You have an achsadra, which again is some sort of covering, that has been cracked into two. The achsadra is maybe the whole gazebo area, including the floor, maybe a better term to say, it's a better application of that term. And now you have the roof of this achsadra is cracked into two. The kelim itzazeh, the tumah itzazeh. You have kelim that were perfectly fine in tahor on the one side of that separation, and you have tumah, say a dead body or sheretz, whatever it would be, on the other side. A kelim tahor, the kelim are going to be tahor. Sha'avira sedek mafsik. The space that is in that crack in the ceiling creates a separation. Vigorim she'ena tuma overes l'tzadei sheni, and that causes that the tuma will not travel to the other side. Im adin nasun sham ba'aretz beritz pasach sadja kion asedik kineged asedik. What if though a person is there? He's on the floor. It sounds like from the Rav, yeah, but he is now lined up with that hole. So it's an interesting thing. Him being on the floor could somehow affect that crack in the ceiling. How so? He will not bring tumah. The only thing that would ever bring the tumah is something that has a halal in it. Right? This is an idea I think we had before, that in order to be a roof that transfers tumah, in order to be an oil or a room or a house, whatever, you transfer tumah, it has to be a space in it of a tefach. If you'd have a covered area, in theory, it'd be very tiny, and you have a little sheretz in there, and wouldn't have a tefach, it wouldn't transfer tumah to anything else under that very small roof. Yeah. However, so that's what we're saying over here. The person is kolul. So the person is not bringing the tumah, according to Beis Shammai. Yeah. Interesting. See, I would have thought the person's on the roof, but that's what the Rav sounds like on the floor. So it's not anyway. So again, the person is not bringing the tumah, according to Beis Shammai, right? Because between the person and the floor, there is not this posayach tefach. Right? Beis Hillel says, no. Beis Hillel says, a person is hollow. Says the Rav, Afal Bisha B'nei Me'a B'socho, even though he has innards, intestines. Chalo Sh'B'socho Guf Choshiv Chalal Tefach. Whatever open space there is inside his body is considered a Chalal Tefach, and the person would actually be able to connect those two sides, yeah, of the broken roof would be connected through him. Yeah, and then he would transfer that to him. That's what's coming out over here. Yeah. Okay. Amazing din. Thank you very much for listening. Rith Hashem, we'll continue next time.